Bíomh cordia ismise Joe Bollard. Tá fáilte roid go dtí ar clá Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to our program Sounds Irish, a program of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A program I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. The Vacordia Thafalcheroth, good air, Clare Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of the programme Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bollard, and I hope you can stay with me for a little while anyway and enjoy some of the tracks that we've got for you on this week's programme. Just to remind you, this is a pre-recorded programme, but you can contact me by email, everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a comment, an observation, a request or just something you'd like to say about the programme. We're starting this week's programme with a track from someone we don't hear too often on Sounds Irish. This is due to the fact that I don't have a great deal of his material. I'm speaking of Dermot Hegarty. Now, Dermot had a big hit some years ago with 21 Years, I think it was, and then he had a follow-up, I think, to The Clock in the Tower, something of that. I'm not quite sure of my facts here, but here's Dermot Hegarty, and he's telling us all about Paddy's Navy. Now, let me fill you in. Paddy's Navy was a name given to those people who emigrated from Ireland. They went on board the ship to sail away to pastures new, be it America, Canada, Australia, or wherever. They always said they were joining Paddy's Navy. So take a listen to Dermot Hegarty. I think this is a lovely track.
A chill wind blows across the sea from the land where I must go. The salt spray on my tear-stained face as I watch the ship's lights glow. For soon I'll leave my native shore to work in a foreign land. I'm joining Paddy's Navy to become an emigrant. So goodbye, County Galway. Goodbye, County Clare. God bless you, County Wicklow, Kilkenny and Kildare. I'll dream about Killarney and my beautiful Tralee. For I've joined in Paddy's Navy to cross the Irish Sea. The time has come to go on board, my proud heart soon will break. That step from Ireland's own sweet soil my foot can never take. And yet my mother's gentle voice speaks softly in my ear, saying, son, you must, in you we trust, God keep you, Johnny dear. And now we're leaving harbor, we crowd around the rail to watch the lights of Ireland as our mournful ship set sail. Tears blind the hopeless vision of each woman, child, and man. They're all in Paddy's Navy, signed on as emigrants. So goodbye, County Galway. Goodbye, County Clare. God bless you, County Wicklow, Kilkenny and Kildare. I'll dream about Killarney and my beautiful Tralee. For I've joined in Paddy's Navy to cross the Irish Sea. For I've joined in Paddy's navy to cross the Irish Sea.
Now, I have a little confession to make to you here. I've never heard that track before until the other day when I was looking through some material for the programme. That was Dermot Hegarty and Paddy's Navy. Now, I just want to point something else to you about this week's programme. On this week's programme, I'll be sort of resurrecting some of the older type of Irish song. Now, I know this may not meet with everybody's approval, but I like some of these old songs. Irish-American songs, a lot of them are, and some of them have never seen the light of day in Ireland. But whenever people get together and they talk about an Irish song, they sing some of these songs. This one, for instance, and I think this is a wonderful version of that lovely old song, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, from Bing Crosby.
Sure, 'tis like a morn in spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing when Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart.
Yes, it was dated, yes, and some people might even think it was corny, but I don't. I like that version of When Irish Eyes Are Smiling from the man who put a lot of Irish-American songs together towards the end of the late 40s and early 50s. Bing Crosby there, good version. Here's a group I think we've only featured once also on Sounds Irish. That's Celtic Thunder. But here is a song sung by a group, Irish group, Celtic Thunder, they call themselves. It's a beautiful song. It's all about Canada. And so many people emigrated from Ireland to Canada over the, last two or even three centuries. And there's a huge Irish population in Canada. So why shouldn't an Irish group sing of the beauties of Canada?
Out on the Myra on warm afternoons, old men go fishing with black line and spoons.
And if they catch nothing, they'll never complain. I wish I was with them again.
As boys in the boats call to girls on the shore, tease them, the ones that they dearly adore.
And into the evening, the courting begins. I wish I was with them again.
Can you imagine the peace of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Marian Ridge and the pleasure it brings.
Out on the Myra, on soft summer nights, bonfires blaze to the children's delight.
They dance round the flames singing songs with their friends. I wish I was with them again.
And over the ashes, the stories are told of witches and werewolves and Oak Island gold.
Stars on the river, they sparkle and spin. I wish I was with them again.
Can you imagine the peace of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Marian Ridge and the pleasure it brings.
Out on Myra, the people are kind. They'll treat you to homebrew and help you unwind.
And if you come broken, we'll see that you mend. I wish I was with them again.
Now I'll conclude with a wish you go well.
Sweet be your dreams and your happiness well.
I leave you here for my journey begins.
I'm going to be with them again. I'm going to be with them again.
Oh, now come on, wasn't that beautiful? Celtic Thunder and Song for the Myra. Now we're hurtling back across the Atlantic Ocean, and we're coming from Canada right across to Connemara in County Galway. Now, I've told you so many times on the programme about Connemara, how beautiful it is with its lakes and its mountains and its woods and its rivers and streams and beautiful fishing and, of course, the beautiful Irish language that they speak over there. Here, Maria McCool is singing for us a Connemara cradle song. And on a personal note, when I was at school, and I was, believe it or not, at one time, our choir had a wonderful version of this, which was arranged for the choir by one of the nuns. And she wasn't so much our music teacher, but she had a good ear for music, and this was one of her favourite songs. She was, of course, an Irish nun, and she taught us this, and we sang it quite well. Maybe not as well as Maria McCool. Have a listen.
Thank you.
Marie McCool there, a quiet little version of that song. I think we heard Eileen Donaghy singing it some time ago, and we might hear Eileen Donaghy before the end of the programme this week. Now, here's Vincent Gallagher. I don't think we've heard Vincent on the programme before. Not only that, but he's singing a song about a county that, well, there's not many songs about. We all know that Donegal is the most sung about county in Ireland, and County Cork runs it a close second, with Galway maybe third. But here Vincent Gallagher is telling us all about Anna from Fermanagh.
He lived all alone in the county Tyrone. He had 40 acres with cattle. As he struggled through life with no child or no wife, life sure was one hell of a battle. So he thought he would go to our matchmaker Joe and ask about Mary McKenna. When he heard she was wed, the matchmaker said, "Sure, there's lots of fine girls in Fermanagh. Only loves Anna from the county Fermanagh. Anna loves Zoni as well." As they drove up and down, doing laps round the town, they were madly in love, you could tell. On the day they were wed, sure the preacher he said, "Will you take her to love and to honour?" Only says, "For her sake, I'd swim every lake. Sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh." First there was Sue, she came from Belcoo. He thought it was Sue he might marry, but her father, Red Dan, disapproved of the plan, so Owen left Belcoo in a hurry. There was Maggie McPeak, she came from Baleek. He thought he would dance her and dine her, but at the disco one night he got such a fright when her teeth shone like fine Baleek china. Only loves Anna from the county Fermanagh. Anna loves Zoni as well. As they drove up and down, doing laps round the town, they were madly in love, you could tell. On the day they were wed, sure the preacher he said, "Won't you take her to love and to honour?" Only says, "For her sake, I'd swim every lake. Sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh." On the day he met Anne in her little white van, he was standing out there all alone. Was in Enniskillen, she said she was willing to marry this man from Tyrone. Now they both have a son, and his name is John. The girls are called Maeve and Delanna. Sure, Uncle Joe was right when he told him that night, "You'll meet your sweetheart in Fermanagh." Only loves Anna from the county Fermanagh. Anna loves Zoni as well. As they drove up and down, doing laps round the town, they were madly in love, you could tell. On the day they were wed, sure the preacher he said, "When you take her to love and to honour, only says for her sake, I'd swim every lake. Sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. Sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh."
Now, it was remiss of me, I should have told you before we played that particular track from Vincent Gallagher, that Fermanagh is well known for its beautiful lakes. So that might explain a little bit of what that young man was singing about. Let's have some fun now with the High Kings. This is a song all about Jimmy Murphy. It's a recording of a live performance. Stand by for a bit of a giggle.
Well, why don't we sit down for this next one, lads? This next song is set in County Kilkenny. As a very tricky little chorus. So tricky, in fact, that if you can figure it out by the time we're finished the song, we'll be handing out medals.
It was in Kilkenny the great row was making, and poor little Jimmy Murphy was the last to be taken.
We're far from the last rout, from the east to Downpatrick. Where lies poor little Jimmy Murphy on the sweet green mossy banks? Skinnamalink, Kilimanjaro, whiskey, frisky, tooraloo. Rang-a-diddle-i-do, ding-do-ra-li-do.
We marched through the town and we marched through the city with our hands tied behind us and the ladies cried pity.
We're far from the last road, from the east to Downpatrick. Where lies poor little Jimmy Murphy on the sweet green mossy banks? Skinnamalink, Kilimanjaro, whiskey, frisky, tooraloo. Rang-a-diddle-di-do, ding-do-ra-li-do.
Now Jimmy Murphy wasn't hanged for ship-stealing, but for courting a pretty maid, and her name was Kate Whalen.
We're far from the last road, from the east to Downpatrick. Where lies poor little Jimmy Murphy on the sweet green mossy bank? Skinnamalink, Kilimanjaro, whiskey, frisky, tooraloo, deal and die, Arapahoe, fish, fishy, sheenamore, Kalamadoo, skitterumda, alakabalika, tonibakoo. Rank-a-diddle-di-do, ding-do-ra-li-do.
Now make of that what you will, but I think that it was wonderful the way they all worked so well together with the harmony and the blending it all together at the same time, keeping it in a bit of fun. The High Kings there telling us all about Jimmy Murphy. This next track as recorded by a friend of mine who has since gone to God, Sean Dunphy. And this is a song that has been recorded by numerous people. But I rather like this version of it by Sean because it's a very clever arrangement. And Sean never at any time tries to hide his wonderful Dublin accent. Sean Dunphy and If We Only Had All Ireland Over Here. And I wonder how many of our immigrants in different parts of the world, when they hear this song, think the same?
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. My memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that could happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town, if the River Shannon flowed through Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork at Adelaide did appear, Ireland's sons would never roam, they would always stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here, Ireland's sons would never roam, they would always stay at home. If we only had
nice little recording there of Sean Dunphy and the gang, If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. Now, this is a very unusual recording, and And I know a lot of our regular Sounds Irish listeners may not approve of this, but I want to play for you now the Corrs. They're a group, a family group from County Louth, and they're very, very talented. Not only can they sing and play very good traditional music, but they can also do pop music and middle-of-the-road music. Very talented. I want to play for you now their version, there being the Corrs, their version of Spansel Hill, which was a huge hit for Johnny McAvoy, was it not? And I think Dermot O'Brien had a go of it as well. Spansel Hill in County Clare. The Corrs have given this song their own treatment. I think it's very clever.
Gone by. My mind's been bent on rambling. To Ireland I did fly. I stepped on bird and vision and followed with a will till next I came to anchor at the cross near Spansel. Was on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assembled there. The young, the old, the brave, the bold came their duty to fill at the parish church. Just a mile from Spansel Hill. Thank you.
Fading Away into the Sunset, the Corrs, and their wonderful interpretation of Spansel Hill. Now, come on, it was a bit unusual. It was very clever, I thought, particularly the tailpiece at the end, showing their dexterity and musicianship. And didn't she sing well? Right, this time it's country and Irish. First of all, country in as much as it was written by Johnny Cash. Irish, because it's sung by Frankie McBride and it tells us all about different parts of Ireland. Sort of a geography lesson and how much Johnny Cash will miss all the places he's been to. He wrote this song, by the way, on the plane home after visiting Ireland on a tour. Here, Frankie McBride, and yes, you've guessed it, 40 Shades of Green.
40 Shades. Emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores of Dunedee. I miss the River Shannon and the boats at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows with their 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bogs and spade the turf. To see again the thatching of the straw the women gleam, I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss the girl in Tipperary town. And most of all,
times sounding, well, a cross between Jim Reeves and Johnny Cash, I thought. That was Frankie McBride and 40 Shades of Green. Now we have a track from the Celtic Orchestra. Remember, I played those a couple of weeks ago. This is from Lord of the Dance, and it's entitled A Stolen Kiss.